With less than 24 hours to go until the Senate convenes for President Trump's impeachment trial, the White House added 8 Republican members of the House to the president's defense team. They include Doug Collins, Mike Johnson, Jim Jordan, Debbie Lesko, Mark Meadows, John Ratcliffe, Elise Stefanik, and Lee Zeldin, some of Trump's most vocal supporters in the impeachment inquiry. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has finally released his plan for getting the trial over quickly. Democrats are expected to object to some key elements of the plan tomorrow. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith joins us now with more. Hey, Tam.
Hi.
So McConnell has been holding his cards pretty close for weeks now. What do we know now about his plan for this trial?
For some time, McConnell and Republican senators have been talking about the so-called Clinton precedent, sort of following the way the trial went for Bill Clinton.
Right.
Well, we now know that they aren't exactly following the Clinton precedent. So in the Clinton trial, there were 24 hours of arguments spread for each side, spread out over 3 days. Well, in these proposed rules, it would be over 2 days, which
wow.
potentially means 12 hours a day of arguments
yeah.
starting at 1 p.m. going until 1 in the morning. Now, it's also quite possible that they won't use all the time. In the case of Clinton, they didn't use all that time. Democrats object to this, saying it's conducting the trial in the dark of night. McConnell's resolution also skips a section of the 1999 rule that automatically allowed House evidence to be introduced into Senate proceedings. For the proposed Trump trial, it wouldn't do that. It only allows that the senators may offer the evidence, meaning that all of the findings from the House process could be subject to a majority vote.
Wow.
According to
like
a senior Democrat.
Every piece of testimony from every witness so far that's testified during the inquiry.